This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Boom, here we go. It's 9 past 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Susan K. Jones. I'm going to read you. I would really, really like if you follow me on the Twitter machine, at Chad Hartman Show. I'm going to read you my opening line with a slight addition from Dave Harrigan. David Allen Harrigan.
Oh, what did I do?
Here's my line. 12:05. We're not 12:05, but we go with 12:05. Biden lied, looks like a hypocrite, and Trump would have done the same thing. How about you? I think that sums us up. Should we go get to Russia here? I think I've summed it up.
Well done.
Thank you.
That's it. There's your show.
I could, you know, blah, 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 but I've pretty much nailed it right there. Yes or no, did Joe Biden lie?
Yes. Yeah, heard it in the open there. Promised he would not pardon his son,
exactly,
Hunter Biden.
Exactly. No one is above the law. Well, then he looks like a hypocrite, right? Oh, hold on.
Is it possible he didn't really know about the whole pardoning thing until he did the turkeys? And he said, wait, I can do this?
Yeah.
What does this mean?
You know me. I was a turkey pardon killer last week.
Yeah. You always have been.
I'm going to get back to turkey during overrated and underrated.
We're going to talk turkey?
I might surprise some people, too. First of all, get rid of the whole pardon power. Enough.
Yes.
Enough. Get rid of it. Nope. I'm sure Trump's going to go along with that, by the way. Okay, after Donald, and God knows who he's going to pardon. But, of course, Joe Biden looks like a hypocrite, without a doubt.
That just looks like.
Is a hypocrite. He's a total hypocrite, and he completely lied in this. Donald Trump would have done the exact same thing. Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, Mike Flynn, all quality individuals who he pardoned during the first term. Let me remind you also about Jared Kushner's father, who just was appointed ambassador to France. That's a good gig. If you could pick one country where you would like to be ambassador to, where are you going? Because you still might have a chance. Donald might listen.
Yeah. I'm going somewhere Caribbean, maybe. Yeah, maybe over to Ireland. Ireland would be okay.
I'm either Ireland or New Zealand. I think I want to try New Zealand.
I'd like somewhere where they're not going to, you know, make me feel bad about not knowing their language. The French.
You don't want to embrace it?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm American.
Good to know.
I don't have to.
Good to know.
The French look, even if even if you try, I've heard, if you're in France and you try but you're not very good, they give you the, come on.
What is their come on? You need to look up what their come on is.
Le come on.
Okay. You need to look up the Herm Edwards. Hello. Hello. So Charles Kushner, real estate developer, he was convicted on federal charges by this U.S. attorney named Chris Christie.
Hmm.
Does that name ring a bell?
I'm familiar with his work.
Okay. Christie reminded us 14 years later that Kushner committed one of the most loathsome, disgusting crimes he had ever prosecuted. Wait for it, because if you're unfamiliar, it lives up to the hype. Kushner was under investigation at the time for making illegal campaign contributions. So he targeted his brother-in-law. Hey, go after your family member, right? Classy. A guy named William Shulder. He's a former employee who turned witnesses in the case against the Democratic donor, Charles Kushner. Democratic donor.
Mm-hmm.
As part of the plot, again, this is Kushner who's facing the investigation for illegal campaign contributions, and his brother-in-law is given, as my father would say, given the dope. Not the dope, but my father viewed dope as like the information.
He's snitching.
He's snitching. He is snitching. So Kushner decides, I gotta fight this. Kushner hires a prostitute to lure his brother-in-law into having sex in a motel as a hidden camera rolled. A tape of the encounter was then sent to, wait for it, Kushner's sister, who this guy's married to. Ultimately, the intimidation stunt failed, and the woman turned on Kushner. That guy was pardoned by Donald John Trump and was just appointed ambassador to France. So, yes. Joe Biden. By the way, if you think I've been a big Joe Biden fan, you haven't been listening to me for multiple years. Okay, so get out of here with liberal this, liberal that. June or July of 2022, I said the guy's not up for the job. July of 22, I interviewed the first congressman who would admit that Joe Biden wasn't up for the job. Dean Phillips is with us today in 135. No, I'm not a big Joe Biden guy. Okay. Compared to Donald Trump, I got about $300 million over Donald Trump. So I'm not denying that. But Joe Biden lied, is a hypocrite, without a doubt. Trump has proven he would do this for people who are kind of family members and lackeys. So you're telling me if this was Ivanka or Tiffany or Barron or Don or Eric, can you tell me with a straight face anyone that he wouldn't have done the same? Now, I'm not trying to justify.
Maybe Eric.
Maybe Eric doesn't care for her. But among the many questions I have for you, would you have stood tall? Would you have stood on principles and said, this is my son who's alive right now? Because Joe Biden mentions Bo Biden seemingly every day. I'm not here to fault him for that. He is still overwhelmed by the death of one of his two kids. Think about all the tragedies which have happened to Joe Biden, including his first wife, the accident, and losing the child then. And then Hunter Biden, who, by the way, for many of those jobs, was not qualified in any way. I've made that point about 150 times. Was not qualified for those jobs. Dealt with drugs. People have just made fun of him, too, by the way. And then tax evasion. And then he didn't acknowledge as he's filling out the paperwork to get a weapon that he was on drugs, which I'm sure most of us just would have admitted, by the way. So they had a special counsel. Deal fell apart, which looked to be very favorable. And then because the pursuit of impeachment happened from day one as a bit of a payback from Republicans who felt like Democrats were going after Donald Trump from the moment he came down the escalator, the push was and the charges were out there, and he was found guilty. And Joe Biden, as he says, as a father, full and unconditional pardon going back 10 years. So what do you want to say on this? You're first when we come back. Because I think these are indisputable. Joe Biden lied. Looks like a hypocrite. Donald Trump would have done the same thing. And what I'm asking is, considering the circumstances, or even not considering the circumstances, if you had this power and you were afraid of what was going to happen to your son or daughter, and the choice was leave the charges out there, watch Cash Patel, Pam Bondi, and others potentially go further after Hunter Biden, would you pardon him and take the onslaught of criticism from all sides? Or would you say, Hunter, I'm sorry, I love you, but I said no one is above the law, and that includes you? I got many more items on this, but I want you to chime in. I want to hear from you. You want to agree, you want to disagree, you want to add some other points. Text or call. StylesFinancial.com. Talk and text lines. 651-461-9226. Again, call or text. 651-461-9226.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's got to be pardon music somehow, right?
Oh, we got pardon music today.
I mean, do we have Dolly Parton?
I could have just added Dolly.
Yeah.
But I didn't. No T's, just D's.
Yes. Okay, who we got here?
This is the Mavericks singing Pardon Me.
So anything with the word pardon in it?
They all are singing about pardons.
All right. Lots and lots and lots of texts. What do you want to say? Reacting to at least what I said so far, or something else you want to add?
I think everything you've said has been just about right. Joe Biden clearly was a hypocrite in this situation. Donald Trump would have done the same thing, and I think 98% of all of us would have absolutely done the same thing as well.
Okay, so let's go back and forth on that.
Yeah.
Joe Biden is very well aware of his legacy. He wants to be viewed as this transformational president who, the further you get away from him, the more he did. He feels underappreciated by the Democrats throughout his life.
Always has, yes.
Always has, right? Unfairly treated in 88 on the plagiarism. He's wrong, by the way, there. He plagiarized. He should have been forced out. wasn't a factor in 2000, wasn't a factor in 2008. Feels like the Obama team, maybe Obama did, but the Obama team kind of looked at him as goofy, crazy Uncle Joe. Then when it was absolutely his turn, this is his view, not mine, absolutely his turn to run in 16, Barack said, step aside, we got Hillary. And even now, when he's the guy who beat Donald Trump, and Hillary didn't, and he had a decent midterm, considering what some people thought was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They lost, but not in a cataclysmic sort of way. In an atypical way of how most presidents' parties lose in the first midterm after election. And then he feels like he was pushed out again. I don't think he ever should have been running. I think it was clear that he had slipped dramatically from 2020. Do I think the 2020 Joe Biden was equipped to be president? Yes, I do. I think within a year and a half or so, things were changing, and it's sad. But he has to factor in his legacy to then saying, I love my son too much. And he does, again, you don't have to agree with it, feel like it's unfair, so I'm going to step in. And you think almost all of us would have done the same thing.
Yes, I do. Absolutely. And I think there's a good argument to be made that we all should have done the same thing. When he said he was not going to pardon Hunter Biden, he was obviously still in the race. He was still planning to run for president. And you can't say about your son, if you're the Democrats, you're already the quote unquote soft on crime party. Yeah, of course I'm going to pardon him. I mean, the Republicans would obviously have a field day with that.
Okay, so let me jump in on that. What if when David Muir and others ask him, can you assure us that you will not pardon your son? What if he would have said, I'm going to stay consistent. I don't comment on the justice system, and I won't comment on even when it involves my son.
I think that would have been seen as a cop-out by a lot.
You're probably right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I probably would have been one of them.
Yeah, you would have ripped it, as you probably should have.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think the answer you have to give, and yes, in politics, politics is a dirty game. We all know that. We all know politicians lie to further themselves down the road, to, you know, do what's going to be beneficial in the future, and that's what this was. He told a lie, knowing probably full well he was going to pardon his son at the right time, and this just happens to be it. So, yeah, and if I were him, I would have done the exact same thing because, you know what, one person in the land is given this ridiculous power that they shouldn't have.
Has to go.
But at this point, they still have it. So, yes, would I want to see my family torn up because everyone says you could have pardoned your son, you could have had your son back, but you chose not to? No, I absolutely would pardon my child.
He's going to walk away January 20th. He's not going to be visible. Right? He's not going to be one of those guys who's out commenting all the time. No. He wasn't
visible during his presidency.
Yeah, I mean, again, like today, I was going to send the tweet out, but I held off. I'm sure the president, where is he? Africa, I think?
Yes, I think so.
I'm sure he's going to sit down and answer a lot of questions on this. Yeah, of course he won't. Because he's not capable. Right? He's not capable of the back and forth. But he's going to vanish. Right, he's not going to be like Donald Trump vanished for what, 3 weeks? Kevin McCarthy went, I got the paddles, boom, and he was back. Right, Joe's going to write some book, try to make some money. So he's decided that he'd rather walk the beaches, knowing his son is free and clear. And what percentage of Democrats are going to blame him for losing the presidency to Donald Trump? The guy who beat Donald Trump, didn't run against him. What percentage of Democrats are going to say, if you would have got out earlier, we would have had a real race? And I'm not saying I agree, but Democrats would have had the ability to say, if Joe gets out, middle of 22, we have a real race. And whoever is the selected candidate beats Trump.
No.
I'm not sure I buy that at all because Trump won every swing state. It was a blowout. But he ran against the Biden ticket because Harris was unwilling to separate herself from it, and she wasn't a very good candidate at all. All right, let's get to a bunch of texts. We're going to get to Sam Darnold conversation in a matter of moments. Where do we go here? Biden pardons his son, probably based on the actions of the new Trump administration, thieves and liars of the Telegraph. Hypocritical Trump pardons murderers and thieves, par for the course. Biden's presidency is, just a slew of texts. He's about to end while he still has the power. Of course, his son is pardoned, as most parents would do in office. Get over it. It's the biggest story of the day. We talk politics on this show. We're going to talk about it. The big difference is Trump didn't say numerous times prior to an election that he wouldn't pardon those folks. And I'm sure Trump is going to pardon more people for the same reason that Biden did. Yeah, see, here's one on Biden. Because, again, Donald Trump, who stayed, to his credit, out of the public scene and is working on his staff. There's plenty of people on that staff I'm not crazy about. But, I mean, Donald Trump lies incessantly, constantly, narcissistically. But this idea that this all of a sudden Katie bar the door because now Trump is going to feel emboldened to do whatever he wants, like he was going to stop. Now, who this could influence is Republicans who were somewhat skeptical of a Pete Hegseth or a Kristi Noem or a Tulsi Gabbard or Kash Patel and say, really? I'm trying to draw the line and Joe didn't draw the line? Here you go. This is like Trump was hesitant until this pardon came down.
I think he was. I think as of this morning, things have changed.
Oh, yeah. My God. Give me a break. let's see. I can absolutely see why Biden would pardon his son, given the fact that our convicted felon president-elect will have all the charges against him dropped. Chad, it took you until 2022 to realize Biden wasn't fit to be president. Why not sooner? This is from a diehard Trump supporter. I've explained this clearly over and over again, and a loyal listener. Thank you. Chad, you're spewing such liberal nonsense. You're the king of the flip-flop. Oh, my God. I've been ripping Biden for 18 months. I get ripped by Democrats constantly for that. When I point out Trump and how he's a liar and he's a narcissist and he's not qualified to be in the job and he sat there on his fat butt and watched followers of his attempting to overturn the election, I'm criticized. I'm not a fan of either person. I've made that clear over and over again. I want a third party. I want a fourth party. Give me people like Josh Shapiro. Give me people like Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, Dean Phillips. Give me those, not these folks. And considering I said at the start of the show when this texter sent the text, Biden lied and he's a hypocrite. That's crazy liberal nonsense. Man, oh, man. Listening. Underrated. Absolutely pardon crimes aren't nearly as serious as Trump's. Okay. Let's remind folks of this. I never once thought the Trump hush money case should have taken place. Don't set it over and over again. The Stormy Daniels one, don't think it should happen. The documents and his role with January 6th, yes. Calling Secretary of State in Georgia and saying, hey, I could use about 12,000 votes. Yeah. But Fannie Willis totally screwed that up by giving her something on the side of the case when he wasn't qualified to be on the case. Total fraudulence in that case. But the hush money one, he should not have been charged. 34 past 12. We'll get back to this at least one more extended point, part of the show when outgoing Congressman Dean Phillips joins us. Sam Darnold. He has exceeded all expectations. And if J.J. McCarthy next year plays like Sam Darnold has played this year, Kevin O'Connell should be and will be elated. How about since we're going to talk Darnold and a little bit of McCarthy here, J.J. McCarthy is damaged goods and is so overrated. He hasn't taken a snap yet.
He did in the preseason.
Yeah, he looked pretty good, actually.
Until he became damaged goods.
He won a national championship last year. Had surgery, had the follow-up procedure, which happens all the time, and he's damaged goods.
Won a national championship for a coach that was cheating, okay? Calm down.
Yeah. Yeah. Coach is pretty good. Kwesi was interviewing some pretty good coaches when it came down to KOC and Jim Harbaugh. Sam Darnold has blown away every single expectation. I'm not saying he's Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying he's Tom Brady.
I think you're saying he's better.
I'm not saying he's better. I'm not suggesting that.
Who's exceeded expectations more this year, Darnold or Mahomes?
Darnold.
Thank you.
I thought you were going to say who's exceeded expectations more. I was going to go, well, Brady was a sixth-round draft choice, and this guy was the first pick overall. So I'm leading Brady.
This year only, has Brady exceeded expectations? No.
God, another reminder. Greg Olsen working the game yesterday.
So much better.
He's better than anybody else. Not close. I used to be a big Collinsworth guy. Now he loves everybody. I liked him better when he first started. He was ripping guys. Now everybody, come on, Mike. He's such a good player, and it's like the 19th linebacker is in the game because it's a blowout. Olsen is great, and Brady is just average. He's not bad, but he's just okay. And if you're getting 37.5 mil, they probably want a little better. Darnold. I mean, yesterday. Now, I think Arizona's pretty good. I think Arizona is underrated good. I think that defense is really good. Kyler had to remind us a couple times yesterday he's still Kyler Murray. Couple of those throws. Well, their tight end just caught 5 more passes. McBride.
He's doing well.
24 catches in the last 2 games. Harrison's still going to be a superstar, right? He's not there yet. The running back's good. That defense is good. You got Gannon, the former, littered with Minnesota connections. Mike Rawless is their defense coordinator. I'm hearing PGA to Purdue, Rawless to Minnesota.
Oh.
Are you hearing that at all?
Oh, little birdie told you?
I'm not hearing that in any way, but Rawless is getting very positive reviews in Arizona. When it mattered yesterday. And the guy, big drives this year. Do we have to go through all the big drives? Think about the San Francisco game early in the year. Think about the Bears game last week. Yesterday, they're going nowhere. And I'm sure plenty's on Darnold, too. I'm not saying it was all the Arizona defense looked like the combo of the Bears and Giants in the late 80s. But then the last 3 drives, score, score, score. And from that stretch on, he was 12 of 17. Where are the numbers here? I had 12 of 17, 156 yards, 2 touchdowns. I'm not going to go team by team, but how many quarterbacks do you think this year, approximately, their quarterback play has been better than Sam Darnold?
Darnold's probably
10th.
I was going to say fringe top 10, maybe a little higher.
So he's kind of where Cousins was for most of his career here. And I am so tired how it's about to happen again this week that we're going to romanticize that Kirk was flawless last year. They were 1-4 last year when he was the quarterback.
Yeah, but he was so good.
He started playing better, no doubt. But, man, we've turned, like, Kirk was like Montana. He had a good stretch.
We remember the Niners game last year, right?
Niners game, and then
he was unbelievable.
When he gets hurt in the Packers game, he was really good in that game, too. But he had very good stretches other years. Stop telling me Kirk was magical. We're going to hear some people say he was on an MVP path. So I was also on a path to win the Grand Slam, and then I didn't qualify for the Masters. You know,
it's tough.
Just came just that short. Darnold against the Blitz, his numbers are absurdly good.
Mm-hmm.
Darnold, when he has to make late in games, the clutch throw, 8 out of 10 times it happens. Yes, in the first half, he'll give you three or four plays where you're like, am I watching JV ball here? What is going on? But that throw to Addison, some of the other throws he made late in the game. So, if next year, in his first year playing, J.J. McCarthy plays at this level, don't you think they'd be euphoric? A guy who's basically a rookie is playing this way. And he would be getting, I think, even more credit than Darnold in some ways for winning these close games. And by the way, the head coach, if we were closing in on the end of his third year and he had the opposite record in close games, we'd be ripping him. Some guy I've never heard of is first in close game percentage all time. John Madden is second. Kevin Bleepin' O'Connell is third. And I get it. We're not into his 10th year. But it's not just luck if it's this far into the career winning close games and he's not winning it with a stud quarterback. Kirk was 9th, 10th. That's about where Darnold's been this year. John Madden, pretty good when you have Kenny Stabler or Daryl LaMonica.
It helps.
And I'll have to look up the guy. I've never heard of the guy who is the leader in winning close games. Was not Vince Lombardi.
Landry?
Was not Landry. Was not Bud. If JJ is playing this way next year, euphoric, right?
Yes, to euphoric, put it lightly.
Right?
To put it lightly, yes.
And I get there's enormous differences. Where that's his first year. Darnold has played a little bit. Darnold's still what? Is he 27?
27.
27? If they didn't have McCarthy, and I get it, you drafted him, you got the rookie scale, you got all those advantages. If they didn't have McCarthy waiting, according to one texter, damaged goods, would they have already signed him to a lengthy contract extension?
Probably. Yeah.
Right? You, Dave Harrigan, get to go first in this, then I want texters. In an ideal world, who do you want to be this team's quarterback next year? It's not going to happen. We're playing fantasy land here. Ideal world, you could either have Sam Darnold. By the way, they were trailing 19-6 yesterday. And he's capable of the lunkhead throws. He's also capable late in games making a lot of great throws and a lot of great decisions. If you could have either Sam Darnold as your starter next year or J.J. McCarthy, who is your pick? Harrigan goes first. He'll answer when we come back. Who's your choice? The Vikings will have more cap room, but they got a lot of guys to re-sign to. So that's where some of that cap room is shaded a little bit because there are some quality guys they want to bring back, but they're going to have some flexibility. It's going to be McCarthy. So we can end that part of the conversation. But in an ideal world, if you could either have Darnold or McCarthy as your starter next year, who do you want? Send me a text, 651-461-9226. 12:53, that is your Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to get a free heat map analysis with your insulation estimate. We know McCarthy will be the starter next year unless something significantly unforeseen happens with the top contender by far a health issue, but I think there was way too much hyperventilating and a little follow-up procedure a few weeks ago. But if Dave Harrigan had the ear of both Kwesi and KOC.
Who says I don't?
Yeah, maybe you do. Do you just want one ear or do you want both ears?
I want one of each.
You want one of each? That's fine.
I can be right between them and I have, you know, one's left ear, one's right.
I got it. Who would you like? And you're placing money in the Vikings every game to win. Mm-hmm. Who do you want as their starter?
Daniel Jones.
Okay.
You didn't give me that.
As long as you go against Eddie Donatell every game,
mm-hmm. we'll be just fine. If money's not the issue, because Sam is going to get a good contract this offseason.
Yep.
He's proven enough where teams are going to say, okay, I'm going to throw some money at you slinging Sammy. Let's go.
But I was thinking, just briefly, when I was jotting the topic down, like, okay, the Raiders need, right? New Orleans probably needs one. You start looking at these teams, you know who needs one? The Jets need one.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants need one. Now, some of these teams will be up in the draft. Will he be a little more selective this time, saying, I got to find the right spot? And we say, screw it. Somebody's going to give me, I don't know, $75 million guaranteed over a certain period of time. I'm going there.
I think he would. I mean, I think he showed some selectivity this year, choosing the Vikings. Other teams were interested, but him saying, you know, look, Justin Jefferson. Yes, I'm going to that team because I can throw to Justin Jefferson.
Right.
It's a good idea. If the money were even close, I'd take Sam. I've seen enough. JJ might be great, but we have no idea. And if you can keep him on a rookie deal and one more year of, you know, learning, being healthy, maybe getting a little playing time here and there, yeah, give me Sam for another year for sure.
By the second year, so now McCarthy's he's been in the system in this hypothetical 3 years, and now he's played 2 years. If McCarthy's playing the way Darnold has played so far, how would you view that?
If McCarthy plays up to Darnold's level this year?
Yeah, so if Darnold, the way he's played this year, mm-hmm. and now we're talking about McCarthy finishes the second year, his second year playing.
Yes.
And he's playing like that. Do you think McCarthy's lived up to expectations? Is he underachieved a little bit?
No, I'd be very happy. If I were the Vikings, I'd be very happy knowing he's still, what, 23? You know, at that point.
So he's playing like Cousins and Darnold. Cousins, who people said wasn't good enough, but you still take it.
Yeah, and he'd be a much more mobile version of, you know, Kirk Cousins, probably more even mobile than Sam, even though Sam moves pretty well. Yeah, you'd have to be very happy with that version of J.J. McCarthy 3 years in.
Among the techs, Sam, why not stay with a good thing? The money is just the draw of that rookie contract and how much money you can pay others. Plus, by all accounts, they love McCarthy. Now, they did try to offer up a ton to get Drake May. That cannot be forgotten. Daniel Jones will be the quarterback stealing your material. More Sam. J.J. is unknown. Yes, Jones most likely the backup. Hard to kick more text here. Hard to kick Darnold the curb. Let JJ learn one more year. The problem is because that is intriguing, right? But Darnold's going to want to go somewhere where it's 2-3 years and they can give him like, you know, the 50-60-70 million signing bonus, which he's not getting here. My sources tell me Aaron Rodgers. Let's not start that.
That was started last week.
But we're not going to eliminate it because it wouldn't shock me. Overrated, underrated, properly rated, that's in play early next hour. Give us a follow on the Twitter machine at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave_Harrigan. CBS News next, then Susie Jones.